The coronavirus has taken away many things we hold dear, and it's given us more of something we don't need, domestic violence.
My caseload is really stacked with very serious cases right now.
That's Prosecutor Mary Cole. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Monday, September 14th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with McLean County possibly getting its second cannabis dispensary, this time in Bloomington. The Bloomington City Council will talk about plans for the city's first dispensary tonight. The company that owns the cannabis shop in North Normal says it wants to add a new Beyond Hello location at the former Slim Chickens restaurant site. Nathan Wang manages new markets for Jushi.
We were, you know, incredibly excited to be able to have the opportunity to in the second location in the same community, in a little bit of a more central location to hopefully give, you know, some better access to all of the new customers that we're now having and growing.
The company has asked the city for a special use permit. Bloomington's Zoning Board of Appeals recommended approval in a 6-1 vote last month. The city council in December allowed cannabis dispensaries to operate in the city, but under strict zoning requirements. Nathan Wang with Jushi says sales in Normal have been strong, even with online and curbside limits because of the pandemic.
Yeah, just an effort to make sure that we are being as safe as possible in terms of, you know, doing our effort and our part to curb the pandemic.
The company started selling recreational cannabis in Normal back in May. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County's testing positivity rate has fallen to its lowest level in nearly 3 weeks, just 8.4%. There were 35 new cases reported yesterday, including just 4 positive tests at ISU. Bloomington-based long-term care company Heritage is joining with pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly to make its residents available for a COVID-19 prevention drug trial. And officials have announced 2 confirmed cases of Legionnaires' disease among inmates at the Pontiac Correctional Center. Those inmates are both hospitalized in stable condition. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. During the pandemic, those in the front lines of domestic violence in Bloomington Normal say they've seen an alarming increase in not just the number of incidents, but also the severity. The numbers are stark. From March to July of 2019, about 215 new domestic violence cases were filed in McLean County Court. During that same time this year, it's more than tripled. Here's Mary Cole, the McLean County prosecutor who handles felony domestic violence in the state's attorney's office.
My caseload is really stacked with very serious cases right now in a way that it hasn't been since I came to McLean County several years ago.
Cole has seen an increase in severe cases like broken bones, lacerations, brain injuries. She's also seen more strangulations. That's a particularly dangerous type of domestic violence because some believe it's a significant predictor for future lethal violence. There have also been more reports coming in from Bloomington Normal hospitals. That's according to Sena Ajabang, Director of Countering Domestic Violence.
So we might have 5 incidents, but it felt like 10 because of just the severity of it. And that's when you get really nervous because people can die or be very severe. And if we have an increase in reporting from the hospital, right, then you know that people, although there's a pandemic, they didn't have a choice but go to the hospital because of the severity of their abuse.
Domestic violence holds an unusual status in the criminal justice system in that it's so common that it doesn't attract much public or media attention when it happens. For the Bloomington Police Department, domestic reports are the most frequent call for service that officers respond to.
It's up substantially.
That's Jeff Engel, one of 2 Bloomington police detectives assigned to domestic violence cases. His department responded to about 679 domestic-related calls for service between April and July of this year. That's up 28% from a year ago.
That doesn't appear like it's going to slow down anytime soon, and I'm going to assume it's just because of the COVID and everybody's around each other a lot more than normally be.
Well, it's hard to draw a straight line between the pandemic and any individual act of domestic violence. Advocates and those in law enforcement say there's some correlation. COVID has amplified many of life's stressors, such as job or income loss, the inability to pay rent or utilities, and it's layered on new ones, like being stuck at home together more often or without childcare because the schools are closed. More people are self-medicating with alcohol or drugs, and together that's a recipe for an increase in domestic violence. Prosecutor Mary Cole says, like the rest of us, offenders are feeling a loss of control over their own lives right now.
I think that leads offenders to be more likely to try to regain that feeling of power and control by dominating their intimate partners and their children and abusing them.
Sena Ajabang with Countering Domestic Violence says some offenders have deliberately weaponized the pandemic.
The dynamic of an offender is to find vulnerabilities. And if you don't have any, you don't feel like you have anywhere to go, or you don't have a job at that time, you're laid off, they will capitalize on that. Nobody's going to help you. There's nothing out there, so you need to stay here.
Cole says some victims are more isolated than ever.
If they're working from home, you know, they don't have their safety net of their coworkers and even their HR people who can help them get hooked up with resources or church, etc.
She says another troubling COVID-related trend is that there are more repeat offenders while they're out on bond. She says offenders with limited housing options are more likely to return to their victim's residence, which would typically be a violation of the terms of their bond.
We are seeing people violating that no contact order over and over. So it's not uncommon right now to have someone who has a pending domestic battery case and then two or three pending violation of bail bond cases for violating that no contact order, and then a lot of violation of order of protection cases as well.
Sena Ajabang with Countering Domestic Violence praised judges and courthouse staff for staying accessible to grant orders of protection throughout the pandemic. One change that's made it slightly easier to obtain emergency orders of protection is that victims can now file the paperwork electronically and then appear in front of a judge by phone. That's according to Will Scanlon, trial court administrator for the 11th Judicial Circuit that includes McLean County.
We had been trending around 650 orders of protection annually. I suspect we'll be up 10 or 20% and maybe more.
Those who commit domestic violence often end up in court-ordered treatment in programs such as Chestnut Health System's Invitation to Responsibility, or ITR. Carrie Anderson is Chestnut's Associate Director of Outpatient Services. She says treatment comes later in the process, so they're only now starting to see an uptick in clients.
I don't think we've yet had somebody say, well, it's the pandemic's fault that I did this, but it is fairly common for folks, especially at the beginning of the process, to blame other people or other situations for why they're in the situation they've gotten arrested or whatever it may be. And so that is definitely something we address always in treatment, is what can they control? And it's their own behaviors that they can control.
Bloomington Police Detective Jeff Engel says offenders tend to blame their substance abuse problem.
It is definitely a problem. It's a disease that needs to be taken care of. But in my mind, there's nothing that you can say or do that's going to make it right. And so it's your actions, and you knew what you're doing. It's just, you need to learn.
Everyone interviewed for this story stressed that help is available if you're experiencing domestic violence. The Countering Domestic Violence 24/7 hotline is 309-827-7070. Before we let you go, a reminder about that Bloomington City Council meeting tonight. They'll also be talking about a raise and contract extension for the city manager and a revised version of the Downtown Task Force report. That is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.